It happened at a shopping centre near Bondi Beach. The suspect was shot dead by police. Acting Premier of New South Wales, Penny Sharp, has praised the policewoman who killed the attacker.
I also want to thank the innocent bystanders who in frightening times stood up for the people around them, people that they did not know, but people who they knew lives were worthwhile and part of their community, and they wanted to look after them.
The King and Queen say they're utterly shocked and horrified by what's happened. Iran says it seized a ship linked to Israel. It was passing through the Strait of Hormuz off the coast of the UAE. The Netherlands has closed its embassy in Tehran as a precaution. What's believed to be the remains of a baby have been found in Wigan. Five people have been arrested on suspicion of concealing a death and unlawful burial. The Chancellor says the time's now right to cut taxes. It's in response to small economic growth in January and February. In sports, the campaign group Animal Rising say changes to this afternoon's Grand National are nothing more than a cynical PR stunt. There was criticism after four animals died at Aintree last year, while there are also calls to investigate the deaths of two others yesterday. Jockey Club Chief Executive Nevin Truesdell says they're working hard to eliminate risk.
We, as a sport, are relentlessly focused on reducing fatality rates, reducing risk rates, and that's exactly what's been happening. You know, 99.82% of horses that go out to race come back perfectly safe. As a sport, we've spent $40 million on welfare measures, welfare changes over the last 20 years. We've spent over $2 million here at Aintree the last few years.
Well, in football, Newcastle have thrashed Tottenham 4-0 at St James's Park to climb up to 6th in the Premier League, and Celtic can go 4 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership by beating St Mirren. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
Thank you, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
It's 2 minutes past three. Very good afternoon to you. Thanks to Spencer for the last 3 hours of the weekend right up. For the next 3 hours, I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. A very good afternoon to you.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Lovely, sunny and bright and warm Saturday across our area. It's become a bit breezy this afternoon, and we might still see the odd shower, but most areas will stay dry and warm. Maximum temperature for the rest of the afternoon going into the evening, 20 degrees Celsius. Tonight we'll see the thickest clouds clear away. Southeastwards, leaving a dry night with clear spells and light winds. Temperatures lower than recent nights. Minimum temperature overnight, 6 degrees Celsius. Sunday, it will be mainly dry with bright or sunny spells, but feeling a bit fresher. The seasonal average temperature is more likely to be what we'll experience tomorrow, a maximum of 40 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Bye.
was Meatloaf with the help of Cher and Dead Ringer for Love. Welcome into Phoenix Sport on this Saturday, 13th of April, 2024. Plenty going on this afternoon. Grand National Day, the big race annually in UK horse racing. It takes place at Aintree at 4 o'clock. Results of the other races there and some other meetings today as well. Football. We've got a couple of featured matches locally. Billericay Town versus Cheshire in the ESPN Premier League. Jack Patmore is our reporter at Rootsall. Andy Gardner has gone along to Gardiner's Close, appropriately enough, to watch El Basico in the ESPN North. Basildon United taking on their local rivals, Bales and Pitsy. We'll have half-time and full-time reports on both of those matches. And also following Great Wakering Rovers in at their FA Fire semi-final second leg against Worcester City. They lost the first leg 1-0, but it's all to play for at Burroughs Park this afternoon. I'll be keeping an eye on that, as well as all the matches going on nationally and locally. In cricket, Essex, after a good start to their county championship season, take on Kent at the county ground in Chelmsford. This afternoon, we'll be having a look at that and the other county championship matches. In rugby union, Scotland versus England in the Women's Six Nations, currently going on. I can tell you, England are winning at half-time. Iron Plate Wales later. Matches in European Champions Cup and the Challenge Cup as well. I'll be looking at the promotions and relegations in local rugby, which finished last week. There's one match in the Super League of Rugby League this afternoon. In golf, I'll be looking at all the latest from the Masters as well. So plenty to talk about between now and 6pm. I hope you can stay with me as much as possible. Plenty of great music in between two, and it's live. So first off, we're going to focus on football, and there was a lunchtime kickoff in the Premier League at St James's Park, where it finished Newcastle United 4, Tottenham Hotspur 0. And my screen has just gone blank. That's a really good start to the show. So while I sort that out, I'm going to play some more music. Here are the Kooks. She Moves in Her Own Way.
I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out. Not about to lie down for your cause, but you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. Uh-oh, oh, I love her because she moves in her own way. But uh-oh, she ain't too much, you'll just hear about my day. And at a show on Tuesday, she was in her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it, and these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey, yeah. So won't you go far, tell me you're a keeper. Not about to lie down for your cause, and you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. But oh, I love her because she moves in her own way. But oh, she came to my show, you see about my day. We'll be right back.
mouth every kiss. She moves in her own way. But she came to my show just here about my day.
Song from Ariana Grande, We Can't Be Friends. Sorry, I had to take an unscheduled musical break there. We had a bit of a technical hitch in the studio. I'm pleased to tell you my screen is up and running, and I will catch up on what's going on in the world of football first of all when I come back from this short break.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, We want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM. First off, let's have a look at the lunchtime kickoffs in the football. And one of those, as I was saying earlier, was at St James's Park, where Newcastle United took on Tottenham Hotspur. And it proved to be a great afternoon for Eddie Howe and his Magpies. A disastrous one for Tottenham Hotspur. It finished Newcastle 4, Spurs 0. And that gives a big boost to Newcastle's hopes of playing European football next season. There were two goals from Alexander Isak. Anthony Gordon and Fabian Schär were also on target for the Magpies. And there were four 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League. But an early goal in one of those, and it's the Etihad, with Manchester City playing Luton Town, and an own goal by Luton's Hashioka has given Pep Guardiola's men an early lead in that game. And there was also a Championship game at Elland Road, which kicked off at 12:30. Leeds United, one of the promotion chasing pack in the Championship, hosted Blackburn Rovers, but they lost by a goal to nil. And this intriguing race for promotion in the Championship has taken another turn as a result. Last night, Leicester were beaten 1-0 by struggling Plymouth Argyle at Home Park. And today, Blackburn won 1-0 at Leeds, thanks to 82nd minute goal from Sammy Smodic. And this afternoon, Ipswich Town play Middlesbrough at Portman Road. It's currently goalless in that one. And Southampton, who are certainly not completely out of the automatic promotion race themselves, having a couple of games in hand, they have taken an early lead against Watford. They found an edge in only the first minutes. That was from Will Smallbone, who scored for the Saints from an Adam Armstrong cross. And there has been a couple of other goals in the Championship so far. And in an all-West Midlands affair at St Andrews, struggling Birmingham, who fell to 23rd place in the table this week, but they've gone ahead against Coventry, a side still hoping to finish in his playoff spots. And of course, they've got that big FA Cup semi-final to look forward to next week as well. But at the moment, it's Birmingham 1, Coventry 0. And it was an own goal by Thomas after 12 minutes, which has given the home side the lead there. Elsewhere in the Championship, Hull 1, QPR 0, and it's Tufan who has scored for 8 minutes after 8 minutes for Hull. Ozan Tufan, that is. It's been a couple of 10 as well, where Millwall are playing at Cardiff City, and the Lions took the lead in the 9th minute. It was Michael Obafemi who scored for the home side. And it's now Southampton 2, Watford 0. Shea Adams has doubled the Saints' lead in the 20th minute. All the other matches in the Championship are currently goalless. Just turning our attention to the Scottish Premiership. Now, leaders Rangers not in action today, but second place Celtic, they are at home to... Celtic are leaders at the moment. Of course, they haven't taken Rangers, although Rangers have a couple of games, or one game in hand. It's Celtic 0, St Mirren 0. All the other matches coming to goalless, apart from Heart of Midlothian versus Livingston. And it's Livingston, the bottom club, who have gone into a 1-0 lead at Tynecastle. Stephen Kelly, the scorer, after 10 minutes. Just moving on to, coming back to England and moving on to Sky Bet League One. Leighton Orient, tough task for them this afternoon, as although the playoffs are now beyond them, they look looking to finish in the top half of the table. But they're away to promotion chasing Derby County this afternoon, and it's not been a good start for the Irish. George Moncur, Orient's midfielder, put the ball in his own net in the 10th minute, and Sonny Bradley has doubled Derby's lead after 18, and so it's 2-0 in that one. By the way, Portsmouth will be promoted today if they equal or better Derby's result. Pompey are away at Bolton, and they're winning 1-0 thanks to a goal from Kamara after 7 minutes. So as things stand, Portsmouth would go up as champions. Elsewhere, it's Barnsley 0, Reading 1, Sam Smith for Reading after 21 minutes. Carlisle United already relegated. They host Blackpool this afternoon, and Blackpool took a lead in only the first minute through Karamoko Dembele. And it's Cheltenham 0, Bristol Rovers 1. Cheltenham, another side battling against a drop, and they've fallen behind. Scott Sinclair, the scorer for Bristol Rovers after 12 minutes. Fleetwood Town, another struggling side. They were home to Northampton Town this afternoon, but they've gone in front. Promise Obacheri has given Fleetwood the lead in the 5th minute. Lincoln City 0, Wigan Athletic 1. Johnny Smith for Wigan after 20 minutes. And the only other goal in League 1 at the moment has come at the Cassam Stadium, where Oxford United have taken the lead against Peterborough United. So quite a few goals in Sky Bet League 1 already. League 2, Colchester United fighting for their lives in the low reaches of the table. They're away to Crawley Town, who started today in the final playoff spot in 7th place. But the U's have taken the lead down in West Sussex. Tom Hopper has scored for them in the 21st minute. So a great start for Danny Cowley and Colchester United. Now, Stockport County will be promoted today if they don't lose, or MK Dons, who also in the promotion hunt, lose. And Stockport have got in front in the 8th minute through Isaac Olaofe. So as things stand, Stockport are promoted. Wrexham could be joining them. Wrexham currently in 2nd place if they win and MK Dons fail to win. But although Wrexham are 2-0 up against struggling Forest Green at the moment, Elliot Lee and Paul Mullin, the scorers for Phil Parkinson's men. MK Dons have got in front against Mansfield Town. Max Dean on 13 minutes. So as things stand, the champagne on ice for Wrexham, but Stockport would be promoted. Elsewhere, it's Doncaster 2, Accrington 0. Hakeem Adelaken on 6 minutes. Joe Ironside on 21. It is Newport County 1, Tranmere Rovers 1. Will Evans score for Newport after 20 minutes, but Tranmere have just this moment scored an equaliser. Salford City 1, Bradford City 0. Callum Hendry for Salford after 18 minutes. Swindon 0, AFC Wimbledon 1. Joe Lewis in only the second minute for the Dons. Notts County have gone in front at Walsall. McCordy Langstaff scoring for them in only the second minute. Going to take a break for the travel and the events go out very shortly. After that, I'll be looking at what's going on in the non-leagues. Another quick musical break, though. New one from the Zootons. This is called Creeping on the Dance Floor. Before I go to the travel, I've got an update from the FA Vars semi-final second leg. There has been a goal at Boroughs Park, and I can tell you, it has gone to Great Wakering Rovers. Jake Gordon put them in the lead after 30 minutes, so the score is now 1-1 on aggregate. It's game on down there, an absolutely brilliant goal by all accounts. I'll keep an eye out on that one throughout the afternoon. Right now, it is 29 minutes to 4.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Take a look first at the roads across our area. Things are moving okay in Brentwood and Billericay, but a lot of issues to report. slightly further afield. M11 London Bound is currently slow between Junction 7 for Harlow and Junction 6 for the M25. There are also delays on the M25 clockwise between Junction 29 for the A127 and Junction 30 for the A13, and also between Junction 31 for Lakeside and the QE2 bridge. If you're in South Woodham Ferrers this afternoon, there is slow moving traffic on Lower Bowden Road and Woodham Road towards the Saltcoats roundabout. A127 eastbound is slow between Junction 29 for the M25 and the halfway house, the A128. And further down, eastbound on the 127, it's slow currently between Rady Weir and Progress Road. In Rady itself, there's slow moving traffic on Crown Hill. Kane's Lane, the A4x4, is currently slow in North Weald. Usual hotspots in Chelmsford, Gascoigne, the Army and Navy roundabout, Van Diemen's Road, Banner Bypass and Banner Road are all busy. Slow moving traffic also on Victoria Road and also on Springfield Road. And in Southend, there is slow moving traffic on the seafront with people making the most of nice weather. That's between Marine Parade and Western Esplanade. Public transport, there are more alterations on Greater Anglia this weekend due to construction work and engineering works. Train services from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree all terminating at Witham. There is a rail replacement bus service between Witham and Billericay. And on the South End line as well, there are only 4 trains per hour between Liverpool Street and South End Victoria today, so every 15 minutes, and only trains every 45 minutes between Wickford and Southminster. C2C has engineering works between Parky and Pitsey, which is causing some alterations, so check on those before you travel. TfL DLR. There was no service all weekend between Bankers Tower Gateway in Lewisham and Canning Town, and no service between Stratford and Canary Wharf. And on the Underground, there is no service all weekend between Harrow on the Hill and Aldgate. There are currently some minor delays on the Central and also delays on the Bakerloo Circle and Hammersmith and City Lines. I will have another update on the travel about 1 hour from now.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
News of an event taking place tomorrow, Sunday the 14th of April, at All Saints Church in Church Lane, Doddinghurst. This is called Reading and Writing in Historic Doddinghurst, the life and times of a 16th century diarist and a 17th century poet. These talks are given by Dr. Zoe Hudson and Dr. Peter Auger. It starts at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Admission is free, refreshments are available, donations welcome too. For more details, you can visit all-saints-doddinghurst.co. UK. You can find the link at the events guide on our website, phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Just before I get back to the football, in Rugby Union's Women's Six Nations, it's going very well for England, who led 17-0 against Scotland at half-time. They have now scored 29 points without reply, and 5 different players have scored tries. Cocaine, Dow, Kildon, Cabrera and Breach all helping themselves to try. So a very good afternoon indeed for England's women. Just moving on to the non-leagues. National League this afternoon. Southend United away to AFC Vale. Dagenham and Redbridge have also made a long journey up to Hartlepool. Both of those are currently goalless. Bromley 1, Solihull Moors 0. Michael Cheek, former Dagenham and Redbridge and Chelmsford City striker, has put the home side ahead from the penalty spot after 23 minutes. FC Halifax Town, Neil Bardet, who Bardet already assured of a playoff spot. Daniel Collins and Callum Stead have been the scorers for the Bees. Kidderminster Harriers could be relegated today. As it stands, they are relegated. They will go down to step two if they lose, and they have fallen behind against Eastleigh, who are winning by a goal to nil. Paul McCallum, former Jaguar Rugby player, scoring for the visitors just after the half hour mark. Another side who could be relegated today are Dorking Wanderers if they fail to win, and if York and Wealdstone both draw. Now, as it stands, Rochdale 0, Dorking Wanderers 0 is the score in their game. Wealdstone are at home to champions Chesterfield. That is currently goalless. And in York City's game, they're at home to Woking, and it is 0-0. So as things stand, both Dorking and Kidderminster are relegated. National League South now, and Chelmsford City already assured of a playoff spot. They're in second place behind Yeovil, who were confirmed as champions during the week. And Chelmsford at home to Tunbridge Angels this afternoon. There's been no goals so far at Melbourne Park. Braintree Town are away to Haverton Waterlooville, who have already been relegated. No goals down in Hampshire. Aveley did go in front at Western Supermare. Aveley still with a very small, slim chance of making the playoffs. They went 1-0 up, but the home side have now equalised in that game. Dartford could be relegated today if they lose and Eastbourne Borough win. As it stands, they are relegated. Dartford are away to champions Yeovil this afternoon. They took the lead on 5, but it's been Yeovil equalised on 9, so it's currently 1-1 there. Eastbourne, they're at home to Chippenham Town, and they are currently winning 1-0. So as things stand, Dartford are relegated. Just looking at the Isthmian Premier League meanwhile, and in our featured match at New Lodge, the current score is Binwicky Town 1, Cheshire 1. Alfie Cherouli gave the Blues lead on 21 minutes. Cheshire equalised 4 minutes later. We'll hear all about that from Jack at half time. And elsewhere, Champions Hornchurch, their way to Margate, a club battling against relegation, along with Cheshire, actually, although Cheshire are just above the drop zone, and it's currently 0-0 in that one. Goalless at Park Lane, where Canary Island are at home to Dulwich Hamlet. Hashtag United are playing already relegated Concord Rangers, the bottom club, and Camilo Restrepo has given the Tags the lead on 22 minutes at the Lynn Salmon Stadium. Looking at our other featured non-league game in the ESPN North, Basildon United versus Bowers & Pitsey. It's been 3 goals down at Gardiner's Close already. Bowers went into a 2-0 lead. Malachi Hyman and Jeffrey Onkonkwo the scorers, but Kai Jude has just pulled one back for Basildon United, so Bowers' lead has now been cut to 2-1. Bowers currently in second place, just 2 points behind the leaders Lowestoft Town. Elsewhere, it is Barnsley Region 2, Heybridge Swifts 1. Marley Andrews and Jake Thompson, the scorers. They put Region 2 in ahead. But Michael Okafor, another Region player, put the ball in his own net on 28 minutes. Swifts pulled one back. Witham Town are away to promotion chasing Phoenix. Stonewater United this afternoon is currently 0-0 there. Great Athletic to Stonemarket Town already relegated. Although the Suffolk side took the lead after in only the second minute, but Grays are now winning 2-1. Charlie Stimson scored after 12 minutes, and Aaron Gordon scored on 27. Elsewhere, it is Maldon Tiptree 1, New Salamis 0. Harry Phillips, the scorer for the Jammers, after 17 minutes of that game. Redbridge 1-0 up against Goulston. Oscar Shelby Negus after 7. And the other games involving local sides, Walthamstow versus Berrytown, Wroxham versus Brentwood Town, they are currently goalless. Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey still chasing promotion in that division. They're at home to North Lee this afternoon. They've gone into a 1-0 lead just now, actually, at Capuchot's Aaron Ioma, the scorer of Abbey's goal. Later on, we'll have results from the Essex Senior League and also the Thurlow London Divisions 1, North and South as well, whilst keeping an eye on the FA Vars tie, Great Wakefield Rovers versus Worcester City. Just in case you missed it, Wakering, they are 1-0 up, but it is 1-1 on aggregate because they lost the first leg. Now, looking at the other goals which have gone in this afternoon, I'm just trying to find where we were up to. It's half-time scores coming through already, actually, but I need to keep up to speed with this because I've got to mention some other sports. Got a few racing results for you, and of course the big race is less than 20 minutes away now, the Grand National at Aintree, the premier race of the British horse racing calendar. That starts at 4 o'clock, and I'll be following that once it's going on. Now, it is Lincoln nil Wigan 1. We had that one, didn't we? Just trying to find where we're up to. Portman Road, Middlesbrough took the lead. Emmanuel Laugh in the 20th minute, but Masibo Luongo has equalised for the Tractor Boys on the half hour. It is now one apiece in that one. And it's been equalised on the Den. Millwall had led, but Cardiff City's Yaku Miete has equalised after 24 minutes. It is now half Midlothian, nil Livingston 2. It was 2-0. It's now 2-2. Stephen Kelly scored his and Livingston's second on 22, but George Grant and Yutaro Oda have now brought Hearts back into the game. It is now 2 apiece at Tynecastle. And it is Cambridge United nil, Charlton Athletic 1 in League 1. The best travelled Connor Wickham, the scorer for Charlton in the 23rd minute. And in the Scottish Premiership, St Johnstone nil, Kilmarnock 1, Joe Wright for Killy on 24 minutes. And in the Championship, that's one. Hull City 2, Queen's Park Rangers nil. Now Fabio Carvalho, the scorer of Hull's second on 27 minutes. It is now Barnsley 1, Reading 1 in League 1. Adam Phillips on 29 minutes, equalising for Barnsley. Fleetwood are now 2-0 up against Northampton Town. And Notts County have doubled their lead at Walsall. Aaron Namain scoring their second on 28 minutes. Elsewhere, it is Oxford United 2, Peterborough United 0. Now Ruben Rodriguez has doubled Oxford's lead in the 38th minute. Mansfield have equalised at NK Dons, Elliot Hewitt on the half-hour mark. Port Vale 1, Exeter 0. And there's just been another goal in that game, actually. It's Port Vale 2, Exeter 0. Now Port Vale fighting for survival. Ethan Chislett and Bailey DePepa, the scorers for Darren Moore's men. And it is now Southampton 2, Watford 1 in the Championship. Watford have pulled a goal back through Ryan Porteous on 34 minutes. Wrexham 3, Forest Green 0. Forest Green's Ryan Innes has put the ball in his own net on 33 minutes to give him a 3-0 lead in that League 2 encounter. And also, it is Bolton Wanderers 1, Portsmouth 1, Lewis Collins on 36 minutes for Bolton. So Pompey might be putting the champagne on ice for now. I'll check the table a bit later on. And in the National League, it's Ebbsfleet 0, Altrincham 2. They've scored two goals, Altrincham, in quick succession. Tranmere are 2-1 up at Newport County. Robert Actor with his second, and Tranmere second on 36 minutes. And Chesterfield, they've got a goal up at Wealdstone. No, it's been ruled out. They did find a net, but I think that's been disallowed. Champions Hall Church, you've got a goal up at Margate in the Eastbourne Premier League. Sean Scannell on 36 minutes for the Urchins. Bramble Town have taken lead up in Eastbourne North, 1-0 at Rocks and Back. Cripps the score on 40 minutes. Grimsby have got in front at Crewe in League 2. Toby Malarkey on 38 minutes. And Dagenham and Redbridge have taken lead at Hartlepool in the National League. Dion Pereira after 38 minutes. There's been a goal in the Premier League. It's come to City Ground. Wolverhampton Wanderers, Mateus Cunha has scored against host Nottingham Forest 5 minutes before the break, which will do Forest no good whatsoever in their fight against the drop. League One, it is now Lincoln 1, Wigan 1. Daniel Mandrieu has equalised for Wigan at 5 minutes before half-time. And it is now AFC Fylde with 0, Southend United. No, I thought Southend had scored. Would appear that one has been disallowed. Hearts have completely turned things around against Livingston in the Scottish Premiership. They're now winning 3-2 after being 2-0 down after 22 minutes. Cameron Devlin, the scorer of Hearts, third on 40. It's now Birmingham 2, Coventry 0 in the Championship. Ivan Sunčić after 41 minutes for the Blues. And also, it is now Crawley Town 1, Colchester United 2. Crawley equalised on 42 minutes, but Cameron McGeehan has just put the U's back in front as they fight for survival in the Football League. And also, I understand it's now Bromley 2, Solihull Moors 0 in the National League. Wrexham 4, Forest Green Rovers 0. Forest Green looking increasingly doomed to dropping back into non-league football. Paul Mullin has scored his and Wrexham's his second of Wrexham's fourth right on the stroke of half time. There has been a red card at New Lodge and it's gone to Cheshunt's Samindabad. So the visitors now down to 10 men. Cameron score is Billy Town 1, Chesham 1. We all hear from Jack about that once the final, the half-time whistle has gone. Before we start going through the half-time scores, I can tell you that Nottingham Forest have just equalised against Wolves in the Premier League. Morgan Gibbs-White in first half, injury time. And Burton Albion have taken the lead as Stevenage in League 1. They are winning 1-0 there. Sutton United fighting for survival in League 2. They've gone 1-0 up at Harrogate Town. In Eastbourne North, it is Grays Athletics 3, Stowmarket Town 1. Charlie Stimson in first half, injury time there. Canby Island will go behind against Dulwich Hamlet, who have scored just before the break. There's been a red card in the Championship. West Bromwich Albion's Brandon Thomas Asante has been dismissed near the end of the first half in their match against Sunderland. The current score there is West Bromwich Albion 0, Sunderland 0.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Why don't you play the tune? I don't like music. You're not telling where you're from.
Somebody I never met, but in a way I know. From a picture show, man dies first, real people lost. What's the deal? This ain't how it's supposed to be. Don't like no aborigine. Took a trip in Palace Square, pop star died as hell. No fans are screaming, shouting, monsters came.
for seen as if each moment was a loss. Drops of blood, colour side, funeral for his bride, but it seems he's really dead. Guess we take the funeral ride. Scratch my head and wonder why time slides into time across an actual dateline. Scientist eats bubblegum, Hall of Fame baseball, senators a hoodlum, big chiefs in a hall. Placed upon the screen instead, she my flame too hot to hold. Had to settle for a cold. Blood, blood, greed, God, gold discovery. Gone burst, tired blood, slow recovery. Extra flamethrower, iron bar and gun. Bedding sharp, new owner, a walk in the sun. Executives have heart attack. It's a so-called celluloid. The money makers would avoid. Sometimes nations get reversed. Center of the universe. Ritual ideas, relativity.
That's Bingo Audio Dynamite equals MC Squared. I can tell you at halftime at Bowers Park in the FA Fast semi-final, it is now Great Wakering Rovers 1, Worcester City 1. Just pulled a goal back on 34 minutes. So they are winning 2-1 on aggregate now as it stands. Worcester on their way to the final. I'm going to start going through other halftime scores very shortly.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call
our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Right, change the plan because I've had a half-time report come through from Eddie Gardner, who is watching Basildon United versus Bowerson Pitsy this afternoon, local derby in the ESPN North, and here's his half-time report.
Here at the local derby known as El Basico, it's going to form at the moment Basildon 1, Bowerson Pitsy 2. And Boas on course for their ninth straight win as it stands, and will move just 2 points behind the leaders Lowestoft, who are not playing this afternoon. A great start for the visitors. In fact, all the goals this afternoon so far have come from centre-backs. The opening goal after 8 minutes came from the visitors' centre-back, Malachi Hyman. His fourth goal of the season, it came from a long throw-in. That was after 8 minutes. Then they survived a bit of a scare when Rob Howard got involved in a bit of a tussle with Bartlett Antwi. Some were calling for a red card, but he got away with it. It was just a yellow. And then Jeffrey Okonkwo, who's the fellow centre-back for Bowers, he almost got a second after 17, but the ball judged not to have gone over the line. But just a minute later, he did get his goal, a shot making it 2-0. All going to form in that first 20 minutes. George Marsh was a very busy boy in the Basildon goal. But then Boas took the foot off the pedal and Basildon came back into it. Boas have really gone to sleep, and they certainly did from a corner after 36 minutes. It was taken from birthday boy Callum Fitzer, and it was met by another centre-back, Kai Jew, to make it 2-1 after 36. And the game has sort of fizzled out since then, but quite an interesting half. As I say, Boas looking to go just two behind Lowestoft with two to play. Going to form at the moment. We've got a crowd of 158 here for this one. And at half-time, it is Basildon United 1, Bowerson Pitsy 2.
Thanks very much indeed, Andy. We'll hear from Andy after the full-time whistle. Going to hear from Jack soon, who's watching Billingwick Town versus Cheshire for us. I'm going to concentrate on racing now because we're a bit behind with the results. The Grand National about to get underway at Aintree, but the most recent race there has already taken place, the 3.05. First was number 12, Strong Leader, priced at 8-1. Second was number 2, Buddy One, priced at 15-2. Third was number 8, Hidden Valley Lake, priced at 5-1. 10 runners in that race. Number 6, Falling Porter, was a 3-1 favourite, but only finished in 5th. And also the 3.25 at Newcastle. First was number 10, Colby Jack, 11-4 favourite. Second was number 6, Atomic Angel, 11-2. Third was number 3, Abverdam, 11-1. 14 runners. Time for the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.